like this or even take my advice after this anymore, but this is to help somebody. Grab your popcorn, grab your snacks, grab whatever you gotta grab, because this is gonna be an interesting one. I'm giving you all the tea about myself. I'm gossiping about myself. You're welcome. Hey friends, so today I just wanna talk to you guys about all the things that I did when I was undiagnosed with BPD, because some of the stories are kind of funny. Some of them not so funny. Most of them are actually not that funny. I just find humor in my drama. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But sometimes that's how you know you moved on or you're healing or getting better, because some of these stories would have maybe punched a hole in the wall telling them back a few years ago because I still was not healed. Every time I post videos about my undiagnosed BPD or stories about them, people like want to know more. So I decided to dedicate a whole podcast episode because you never know who could help. You might be going through these things, and although they are not the greatest things that I'm about to say, you aren't alone and you can get past it and you can get through it, because I've gotten past it, I've gone through it, because these stories are a little intense, just a little bit. I don't even know why I'm telling you guys. Maybe it's like blackmail control. I don't know. If I tell you guys, then you guys can't hold it against me, right? I got a little notebook of all my traumas. If you're watching on YouTube, I have a little notebook of all my traumas to tell you guys about today. But in a funny way, I don't want you to be like, oh my God, that's so terrible. No, I've actually learned from these things, and I want to help you guys learn as well. Maybe some of the thought processes I was going through before I knew I was diagnosed, some of the things that I was experiencing, just, you know, some fun little stories. I don't mean for this to be a trauma dump whatsoever, but again, I do think this might be helpful. I know that if I found this video when I was being diagnosed with BPD or wasn't diagnosed with BPD, I would have felt so seen, because I feel like everyone, when they're talking about borderline personality disorder or going through something, they always talk about like, oh, I got to the other side, I got to the good parts, so this is what you need to do. I want to know what you were going through, so I know that I can relate with you, and I know that like maybe what you did worked, and I can do it to see if it works. But if I don't know from the place that you were coming from, all I see is a healed person, and I'm like, bull crap, I don't care, that's not true. How did you do that? You know what I'm trying to say? So take it from the girl who has done some crappy things in her life. And I truly do feel bad for the people I have affected while being undiagnosed with BPD and the people that I've affected while being diagnosed with BPD. I truly do have a lot of empathy and I do feel bad. And I will say a lot of the times I would turn my hurt into myself, but it doesn't take away from the things that I was doing to other people. But yeah, so I kind of want to talk about that. So maybe you can get the seed planted in you to maybe not do these things to other people, because it does ruin your relationships and ruin your life and then lots of things. Take my advice. Don't do what I say in this video or in this podcast. Don't do anything that I say. Do the opposite. Learn from me. I do want to add this one thing, and it does not take away from my accountability. I say that in every video. Please know that I'm accountable. I've taken the responsibility to fix these reactions and actions of myself because I don't want to continue ruining my life or even hurting other people. But one thing about BPD is it is a trigger disorder. So I will say some of these stories, I do feel like I was valid. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm really not gonna sit here and be like, oh no, I always felt bad. Some of these stories, I still look back and I'm like, no, that was valid. I don't care. I would do it again. But you shouldn't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. But I don't know. Sometimes it is a protecting of oneself. So if you have borderline personality disorder, it usually like develops in order to protect yourself. So some of these things I will say, I won't say that I'm 100% right or anything like that, but I will say some of these things I do see validity in it because I was being triggered and I was being actively traumatized and then I reacted very poorly. Some of these things, I was just internalizing things and taking it down on other people and it created a lot of drama in my life. Either way, I still want you to know I'm accountable, but some of these things with borderline personality disorder are triggered. So I don't want someone with BPD come across this video and feel like everything is their fault, all the reactions are their fault or anything like that. But I do want you to realize why some of these reactions are like hurting you more than helping you and sometimes keeping you in that situation longer or something like that. But yeah, so I'm gonna explain myself, gossip about myself. I don't know if this is blackmail control. I have no idea what this is, but you guys seem to like this type of content, so I'm here to deliver. You're welcome. I'm gonna give you a basis on where I like started off and when it started developing so you can see like it get worse over time, because it really did. It did. I'm not gonna lie. It did get worse before it got better. But don't be like me. That's why I make this content. Because I don't want you to get worse before it gets better. Listen to me. Please. You might not after watching this. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. When I was younger and I started to be aware something was wrong, I was a crier. I was the girl always crying at school. I was always crying. I was always freaking crying all the time. We had a test, I would cry. I have to go to school, I would cry. I have to go home, I'll cry. Only child core, I just didn't want to be alone. I was always crying, and I wasn't necessarily like a bad kid or did anything bad in school or even after school yet when I started being emotionally explosive. I would just internalize everything and I would just cry all the time, all the freaking time. All the time. And I guarantee you, that was pretty annoying to my friends and stuff. And I'm not saying that crying is wrong, but the amount that I was crying, like, I would cry every single freaking day. But I really couldn't figure out the reason why at the time. Looking back, I did have some traumas and stuff that kind of was just coming out everywhere, but I didn't know how to express them or talk about it yet, or I don't know. I didn't even feel valid. I feel like every time I would cry, my parents would just be like, oh, I'll give you a reason to cry if you keep crying. So I never really talked about my traumas or had a person to confide my traumas in, because there were certain traumas I didn't understand that they were traumas. And I thought that they were these like super bad things that I had to keep a secret. But honestly, looking back, they were just like traumas that I should have told a trusted adult. But I didn't know that at the time. So I would just cry all the time. And I was a really good kid until I wasn't. Until I wasn't. And when that started, I was about 14. So I was going into high school being this crazy little person that did not know how to process emotion, didn't know how to speak about my emotions, didn't have anyone to confide in, and I just kept all my traumas bottled up. Again, I don't want this to be a trauma dump, so I don't want to tell you like all the things that just happened to me and like, oh my God, feel bad for me. I've gone to a lot of therapy, I've overcame them, I've talked about these things now, my parents know about the things that I was going through when I was younger. I've done a lot of healing from them, but this isn't a trauma dump. This is just stories about myself and what I have done to myself. But because of the mindset that I was in when I went into high school, I was just looking to feel understood in any way that I could, even if it didn't look like in a way that you might think it looks like. I just wanted out of my body and everything. I really don't know how to explain that, but, and it's not an excuse to my behavior. I just really didn't like myself and everything was like a cry for help. But like, that's besides the point. Let's start taking accountability and talking about the things that I did. So like around when I was 14, I literally remember my brain switching. Like, I don't know how to explain this, but when I was 14, I was like, you know, like I said, like a really good kid. I never really got in trouble. I never really created drama or anything like that. I just remember this one girl like texting me and bullying the crap out of me. And I just remember like saying like, I had enough. Like, I just remember I had enough. So then I bullied her back. I'm not gonna lie. I was really mean to her back. And I'm not saying that's an excuse. I still feel bad for the things that I did and said to that girl because they were evil. I was pure evil. But then again, she was bullying me for a long time, but I just had enough. So then I posted a picture of her next to the puffer fish from Nemo because I'm not saying she looks like that because that's really mean, but it was pretty identical. And I just remember posting that on Twitter and like getting in trouble at school because of it. And yeah, but that's the day I remember my brain switching. Ah, that sounds so bad. I actually don't like talking about this. I'm not a bully, I swear. She was bullying me first and I had enough. She was bullying me for a very, very long time, okay? So I didn't just like wake up and was like, oh, I'm gonna post this picture of a girl. Like, no, I just had enough. And I just remember I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be evil now. You know what? You're gonna hurt me, I'm gonna hurt you back. I'm done. But that didn't exactly work because I still felt pretty bad about myself, even though like she still bullied me. She was still mean and it honestly added fuel to the fire. So like it didn't really help the situation. But I do remember my brain switching that day and just like kind of going through this phase of like, you know what? Nobody cares about me. So why should I care about anyone? That's so mean. I did still care about people, but like if you hurt me, I was done allowing myself to be hurt. I'm going to hurt you back. That's literally what I thought at the time. And I don't think that's productive to this day. I think that just speaks more on your own personal character than it does on to somebody else's. So like, I don't necessarily like do any of that anymore, but your girl was not very I don't know. She wasn't all there. The screws were loose. And during that time, I just wanted to be accepted into a friend group and have a friend group. Because back in middle school, like, my friends would literally act like I did not exist. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'd walk up to, like, my little friend group. And they'd just be like, do you hear something? Do you see something? Like, they would act like I was literally invisible. Like, I'm not kidding. You could not pay me enough money to go back to middle school. You really could not. Like, that was evil. Middle school was evil to me. But when I went to high school, I was starting to, like, change my friend group. And I was just, like, I'm not going to lie to you, like, desperate to just find my place in this world. So I, like, really accepted anyone that would accept me, whether they were a good person or a bad person. And I hate to deem anyone, like, a good person or a bad person. But, like, what they were engaging in was not good things. So I remember hanging out with, like, my friend group for, like, one of the first times. And, or at least, like, my freshman year friend group for one of the first times. And it went so terrible. Okay, Okay, I will say this, I did not partake. I don't want you to think that I partaked in this because I didn't. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. So when I was 14, I ended up being a part of the biggest bust of my high school. Would you imagine that? 14-year-old me. People were going to jail. I didn't, because I only got suspended for 5 days. A little context, we were skipping class, we went to the gym, we pulled out the wrestling mats on the stairs, they were sliding down the stairs, and I just remember someone pulling out, I don't even know if you can say this without getting in trouble on social media. Someone pulled out, I'm just gonna bleep it all and hopefully you can figure it out, I hope you can figure it out. Someone pulled out a, like, I swear, it was like the middle of school day, someone just pulls out a. And I just remember looking at it, like, I've never smoked or anything before. I've never done anything like that. Little 14-year-old me was a little innocent. And I didn't do it because I was scared. I was like, we're at school. Like, 10 people who got suspended, me being one of them. I did get to come back early because I got to prove through a drug test that I did not partake, but I was still skipping class and I was getting in trouble. And yeah. Yeah, fun fact about me, I was a part of the biggest bust in history of my high school. Because I just wanted to be accepted. I just wanted friends. I guess it might not be all. That might be just me, like, deflecting. But, like, I just wanted to be accepted. And I was just putting myself in a lot of bad situations. But I will say this, and I'm being completely honest. I was not having fun unless I was putting myself in those bad situations. I have no idea why. I'm not like that anymore. But, like, in the past, when I was doing those things, I was having so much fun. Partaking, not partaking. I just wanted to do bad things with my friends. I don't know if you guys have ever watched The Boondocks, or, like, it's an actual, like, real life thing, but he's like, I just want to do harass my friends. That is literally how I was at 14. So we're going into the story starting strong, starting very strong. Yeah. Again, that never got on my record because I didn't do anything wrong. I was there. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, but I did want to have friends. I did want to be there, but I did not partake. Okay, and even if you do partake in those things as an adult, it is now a legal hobby. So I can't say anything's wrong with it, but for a 14-year-old going into high school, doing that in the gym, sliding down wrestling mats, don't do that. Don't put yourself around those people because I hate to say it, and as much as you want to fight me on this, you do become who you're around, even if you don't partake. Because look at me now, I was part of the biggest drug bust in my high school. If you watch any of my episodes in the past, you may know that I have been a serial dater in my past, and this started, like, in middle school, high school, and, like, did not stop until I was, like, well, I guess my last relationship, which would be, like, 22 is when we broke up. So basically until I was 22, even though my last relationship, it lasted almost 3 years. But, like, before that, I'd be dating someone every freaking month. In high school, I started dating this guy and I would consider him, like, my first love or whatever. Like, looking back, I'm just like, what was that? I found out he cheated on me, right? So reminder, I'm 14, 15 years old. The girl that told me was the girl's best friend that he was cheating on me with because she couldn't keep it a secret. My best friends knew. My ex was texting my best friends about him cheating on me and nobody told me, but her best friend did. That made me so angry. And I came to find out that she sent him pictures while we were underage. So my brain goes, huh, okay, you wanna do that to me? Guess what I'm gonna do? Your girl got really petty during this time of my life. I told my principal that all the details and then told her, I was like, so can we get them charged with that? I will say she never messed with me ever again. And then I just remember going on Twitter and exposing them, not those pictures, because I did not want to get in trouble for that stuff. That, no, not me. I played a little smarter than that. But I did, like, expose them on Twitter or whatever, whatever you consider exposing at, like, 14, 15. And then I just remember, like, getting called in the office and being told that I might get suspended if I keep going at her. But he cheated on me. Like, what? I was mean to her because she literally would just sit in my face and she knew that we were dating. Like, we were all in the same class and everything. And it really made me mad. The teenage love is stupid. It really is. It's so dumb and it's so dramatic. But, like, yeah, that's something petty that I did. And I, like, All I know is I was in the mindset of, like, you go low, I go lower. I really don't know why I'm telling you guys this. Like, making this episode sound better in theory than it does coming out of my mouth. Like, why am I making this right now? Why am I telling you guys this? I feel like I should start all these off with, like, we listen and we don't judge. Because please don't judge me, okay? She was a little tear. She was learning life. I did not know any better. But also, I will say the cheating one, I kind of feel valid for. Because if you cheated on me today, I'm not gonna lie, I would... You cheated on me. You go low, I go lower. And if all parties know, you go low, I go lower. If you cheat, yeah, you hurt my feelings. That is, you don't cheat on someone. That is earth shattering, okay? Again, that is not me taking no accountability. I technically probably shouldn't have told the principal all that stuff to get them in extra trouble and get them charges on their record for the rest of their life, which they didn't. So, therefore, I don't feel bad at all because it never happened. But I probably shouldn't have done that because we were all the same age and, like, yeah. But I do not condone doing that at that age at all. Like, I really don't because, like, you know, you'll grow up and regret that. So don't do any of that stuff because you might run across a girl like me and she'll snitch because you sent them to her boyfriend. So don't do any of that stuff. I was going to give you advice on, like, what to do if you were in that situation, like, being cheated on. But I honestly don't even think there's advice for that. Like, because that hurts. Like, I'm not going to lie, but I don't think you should do what I did. And, of course, my dumbass got back together with him anyways after that. But then I broke up with him because I couldn't mentally handle what he did to me until, like, I started dating him again my, like, junior or senior year of high school. Like, so, like, a year or two later. And he tried to cheat on me again, but then she slept with his best friend. So I loved that for me. Like, I got my get back. I got my get back. I know that sounds so bad, but, like, ugh. This is just some of the things that I've been through. So I'm just telling you guys about it. So, of course, as you heard from my story, my friends even knew. I didn't want to have those friends anymore. They were crappy friends. Like, how are you texting my ex-boyfriend and you're supposed to be my best friend? Talking about he's cheating on me and you didn't tell me. And the only reason, like, I found out was because her best friend told me is crazy. So I ended up not being friends with them for very long after that. Like, at first I was because I was like, oh, it's not their fault. But then the brain clicked. It was like, dude, they are not your friends. Like, they would have told you. Her best friend told you. Like, it clicked eventually. But then I found another group of friends, and honestly, me and her went through, like, the same things. I'm not gonna lie to you. I love her to death to this day. I don't think anything in the world could make me hate this girl. Like, she just got it, and she went through so much stuff, and, like, I don't know. I love her. But also during that time, I had a job at Bob Evans, and it was a really good job for me being 16. I was already serving. If you know anything about serving, if you're watching from a different country, it's decent money compared to an hourly, especially when you're in high school. But then, like, my best friend was working at this, like, crazy pizza shop, and I was like, you know what? I think I should quit my job and work with them because they'd be having fun. Fast forward a few years later, they got busted for and every location of the store that I worked at, this little pizza shop, shut down. Because even, like, I guess the corporate was doing shady stuff, but, like, our store got shut down for a this is crazy. And, of course, I'm in high school, so, of course, the more fun job sounds more fun to go to. Like, I'm, like, in high school, no responsibilities, duh, I would do it. So I traded my, like, decent job for being in high school for this job to where there was, like, this one, like, head that would, like, come in every day and steal from the safe, and he was still allowed to work there, and I don't know why. I remember the one lady, she ended up losing her entire family in her car to the thing I brought up, the whole thing. There was just, like, a lot that went on there, so you can just, like, imagine all the stuff that I saw and was dealing with. And I was also friends with, like, 40-year-olds, they would, like, help me lie to my parents about, like, my whereabouts and stuff. And, like, looking back as an adult, I'm like, oh, God, that job was not good for me. I had a lot of fun being there, but, like, looking back, that job was, oh, my God. It was so bad. And honestly, kind of dangerous because of the stuff that was being done in the office every single day. And just everything that I was seeing there was really, really bad. I remember one time, like, my best friend's brother was hiding from the cops and was, like, running from the cops and was, like, hiding in there. And, like, I don't know why I took that $8 an hour job versus my decent paying job in high school, but I did because I just wanted to have fun with my friends. Also, fun fact, my manager at Pizza Fire pierced my nose for me. It's that one right there. If you're watching on, okay, they might look gross right now. But yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, like, my first nose piercing was done at, and then also during that time, I got a bunch of tattoos and piercings and stuff without my parents knowing. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, you get to see it all. But that was my very first tattoo. And I got it behind my parents' back. And so she needs some lotion. And then I got this huge one. See that little skull? Yeah. I somehow hid that from my parents for years. I got it done in someone's attic. Yeah. A little crazy one. But as you can tell already in high school, I was like a hot mess express. I didn't know what to feel, what to do. I was just like everywhere and anywhere that anyone would like just, you know, be there. And even if it wasn't like a good situation to put myself in, I'm like, hey, like, I don't know. I'm here now and you're listening. And I don't know. I never felt understood. And those were like, I know it sounds weird, but those were like the only times I felt like understood. Like we were all like damaged people being all damaged together. And it was fun at the time. But then I became worse because, like I said in the beginning, you can argue with me all you want, but you do become who you hang around. And it just really wasn't good for, you know, my long-term mental health. I will say this, I do not regret my piercings and tattoos, though. I love those to death. Probably shouldn't have got them behind my parents' back, though, at 16. Because when my mom saw my hip one, she about killed me. She really almost did. Because I was 16 when she found out about that one. And then she found out about my other one because my swim coach said something on our senior night. And I was like, it was almost a secret. And then my swim coach called me out on a stage. So that was pretty cool. Towards the last few years of high school, I was extremely truant. Like when I tell you, I wish I could pull up a receipt right now. And if I find the receipt, I'll add it into the YouTube video. I missed over 100 days of my senior year and walked the stage. I have no idea why. I don't know. I will say this. I was struggling with a really bad eating disorder though in high school towards the end. And my principal had a lot of sympathy for me. So when I did come to school, she would just pull me in the office and try to get me to eat. But I think she just had a lot of sympathy for me. And I think that's the only reason I graduated. I did do the work. I would just get the school work and stuff. But like, I don't know. I did not learn anything my last 2 years of high school. I have no idea how I walked the stage. I have no idea how I graduated. But I mean, shoot, you can't take my diploma from me now. So now I can say it out loud. I really did not go and I did not learn anything my last 2 years of high school. I did go to a really big high school. I graduated with like 300-400 kids and there was like 1,200 kids in my entire school. Like it was really easy for like the kids to go missing and them not realize all the time because there's only so many teachers compared to students. So they just like never cared. I mean, maybe they did care, but like it didn't seem like they cared because half of the students were truant and just nobody cared. This one's gonna make me sound like a really bad person because I did not know her and I feel bad, but at the same time, she shouldn't have chased me around the school. Anyway, let me get into this. So when I was like truant and I was going in to get my homework one day or whatever I needed to do to graduate because I was doing the bare minimum, I wouldn't even write the answers down. I'd write some bullcrap answer down and be like, yep, this is the answer. And then you'd just be like, yep, that's right. And just pass me. I have no idea. I really did not do barely any schoolwork. I would like look at it and write down whatever answer I wanted. One day I went in to get my schoolwork. I had a coffee and oh, I forgot about this story. There is some lore to this coffee story. Anyway, I had a coffee and we were not allowed to have outside drinks anymore because of my friend group. Okay. My friend group got all outside drinks banned from school. If you can put two and two together, there you go. Because what was in the drinks? Yeah. So yeah, there was like a big bust on that in school too. I never did it. I never got in trouble at school for it, but my friends always did. Like my one friend got expelled like 3 different times for drinking at school, but that's besides the point. We weren't allowed to have drinks at school. And I walk in at like an hour late just to go get my work with a coffee. So I'm like walking around the school, and my school was really, really big. So I like walk past this one classroom. I don't know who this teacher is to this day. I have no idea. So I'm like walking past this teacher's classroom with my little coffee. I'm like, I don't want to be here, but this coffee's going to get me through. She comes out of her room and she goes, throw away that coffee. I go, no. No. And it's a rule, so I technically should have listened, and I could have avoided this whole situation if I just did. I kid you not. Unless if I'm fabricating this, because maybe it felt longer than what it was, she followed me around the school for 15 minutes. I ended up hiding in the bathroom, and I just remember her like coming in the bathroom and was like, why don't you leave the school so I can call the cops? I just remember that moment. I saw red because I was like, why are you picking on me? Why are you trying to get me in trouble? I literally looked at her and said, were you just teaching in class? Why have you been following me around for 15 minutes? You're not even doing your job. So then I took the coffee, threw it next to her. I didn't throw it at her, and it was ice. I wasn't trying to burn her. I was being really petty though. And I took the coffee, I threw it next to her and said, you know what? At least do your job and clean that up. Be a teacher. Quit following me around the school. What does her cleaning have to do with teaching? I have no idea. But I was just so mad that I threw this coffee at her and then I got suspended for 5 days. That one's completely my fault. And I feel really, 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 really bad for that. I really do. And again, as you guys know, I was a serial dater throughout high school. So I ended high school in a relationship. This is going to sound freaking insane. This has nothing to do, like, I don't have accountability for this. I blame him. I'm sorry, I do. There is not, I'm sorry. I can't sit here and say that I did this because I did not. So when I ended high school, I was dating this guy and I ended up going to college for a little bit. I am a college dropout, but I did end up going to college for a little bit because I wanted to be away from home. I'm 18. I just want to do whatever I want. So I ended up going like an hour away from home to college. And my ex was supposed to go to a different school. He was supposed to be going to a school closer to our hometown. But once he found out that I was going to state, he then transferred everything to state, which I didn't know about until it happened. And then I applied for an apartment. And then I find out he's living in the apartment above me. I then applied to a job. He then applies to that same job. Girl, oh my God. I will tell you right now, if you ever end up in a situation like that, especially so young, if you're together for a long time and it is a healthy relationship, I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't be with your high school sweetheart. But if you have any doubts about it, don't do it. I'm so serious. That was the oh my God, I'm like feeling icky about it. Like I really am feeling so icky about it right now. That was like the worst situation ever. Like, everywhere I went, I couldn't get away. And he was so mean and he was abusive. Yeah, he was. He was so terrible. But I let it happen because I was in my brain. I was young and I was naive. And I was like, well, maybe we'll get married. Maybe we'll see something past this. Blah, blah, blah. Like we're going to learn. We're still young. Like, no, that was very much in a controlling situation. And I remember one time he tried to like trap me with a baby, if you get what I'm putting down. And I remember that day he like laughed about it. And I can't lie to you. This one is my fault. I shouldn't have done this. And it's going to make me sound like abusive. I swear I'm not abusive. It was just reaction. It was so reaction. When he did that, I threw my childhood piggy bank at him, kicked him out of my house, and then he ended up just coming back at like 3 a.m, like literally just walking in my place, and then like was acting like everything was okay. Like it was actually insane. But at that point, like I was so scared and I didn't mean to like do that, but like, yeah. Yeah. It was like complete reaction, but you should not do that. Like you should not be in a situation where you feel like you have to protect yourself with like almost harming someone. Like, cause I didn't hit him. I didn't want to hit him. I mean, and I kind of did, because why were you trying to trap me with a baby and think it was so funny? Like that was not okay. I was like 18 at the time. What is going on? I don't know. I was not risking it. That's all I know. And I was really angry. And then when I really couldn't take it anymore with him was when I met my first friend in college, and then he started talking to her about me and saying that like, oh, I don't like her music taste and that all that stuff. And it was like, that's all I said was I didn't like her music taste. I swear to God, I think I probably still have these messages somewhere. She was like being really mean to me then on Snapchat, like subtweeting me on Snapchat, like not saying who it was about, but was just saying, like, a bunch of mean, nasty stuff about someone. So the one day, like, being her friend, I slid up on it. Was like, hey, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? She was like, clearly this is about you. And I was like, blown away. Like, I was blown away. I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you know, your boyfriend has been texting me about all the crap that you've been talking about me, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what crap have I talked about? She was like, you don't like my music taste. I said, first of all, that's petty. We're allowed to be friends and not have the same music taste. It wasn't that I was talking crap about you. I just don't like your taste in music, and that's fine. Like, I was just talking to him, like, oh, yeah, we have fun. I just don't really like your music that much. I don't know what was so wrong with that. But then me and her ended up getting in a really big fight, and then I just couldn't take it anymore. We ended up finally breaking up for the millionth and five time, but that time I really stood my ground and, like, didn't let anything happen after that, and yeah. Looking back on all those stories, I learned that I had no self-esteem, no self-control. I was going through a lot. I feel like all of it was, like, really just a cry for help. I don't think anyone, like, with a healthy brain or who isn't going through something would react in those ways. I don't see happy people throwing coffees at teachers or cussing teachers out or being a part of the biggest in high school because they just want to feel seen. Someone who's truant in school who just doesn't feel like they belong in school, so they just stop going completely, then just stop completely eating. Like, I see, like, I look back and I feel so bad for that version of myself, but there was a certain point in my life where I realized I do have to take responsibility for my reactions, because if I didn't take responsibility and, like, do anything about it, none of this stuff was gonna change. Because this did carry on in college, I guess, but, like, more in, like, my relationships and, like, I don't know, just, like, my personal relationships and how I was treating myself. Because, like, now you're growing up, you're not in school anymore, you're, like, you're not stimulated anymore. Like, I did go to college, but it's very different from high school. Realizing, like, this was leading into my adulthood and it's becoming much of a bigger issue because things actually stick when you're an adult, I had to take responsibility and change his reactions. Now, your girl does not throw things at people anymore. She does not scream at people. She lets go. She lets God. I don't just date anybody that will give me attention just because I need attention. Like, I have been single for a few years. We're waiting for the love of my life. My man, where are you? Come here, please. Help. I'm healing. I'm ready. I'm so single, it's not even funny. But I learned to be by myself. I learned to express my emotions. I built an entire community around doing so. Like, I've learned so, so much, but it wasn't until I could reflect on these things and realize the problems that I was causing. Because I know that a lot of this stuff stemmed from hurt and trauma, but that doesn't take away from the trauma that I was then putting on other people for them to heal. That's not okay. It isn't. It's not okay. As much as I was hurt, it's not fair for me to hurt other people. And I'm not gonna lie, I went to therapy for years. I tried out different medications. I did a lot of things in order to fix this, but self-reflecting was the only way I was able to get past it. And I truly hope you don't think like I'm a bad person because I did do those things and I'm admitting to doing those things. I want you to see how far I've grown since then. And I know I kind of can control the camera and the narrative that I put out in the world, but I truly have not gone through something like any of those things since I started my healing journey and, like, made a promise to myself to not project my shit onto everyone else. I do look back and feel so sad for the person that I was, but at the same time, if I didn't go through it then, I might be going through it now because it would have came out eventually. So I'm glad I got to learn from it. And if you are going through things similar to me, know that you can get through it and it doesn't have to be like this forever. Like, you really can change your life. Like, your girl was using substances and doing really bad things with the not greatest people. I didn't think I was going to graduate high school. I didn't think I was going to go to college. I didn't finish college. That's okay. It's to each their own. But if you're in school, do your schoolwork. Don't be like me. Learn from me. Because you look back on it and you kind of regret it. I actually don't regret anything that I did because it makes me the person that I am. But why not try to be the best version of yourself, you know? And sometimes you have to reach out to other people and get help. And if I didn't reach out to other people and get help, I would not be here today. I probably might not even be living today because of the situations I was putting myself in. Because if you think that was all my trauma, girl, we could go on for days. But I can only make this video so long and only trauma dump for so long. And I kind of feel like this video might be just me trauma dumping and it might be pointless. But I do know that these might help somebody. So I do just want to talk about it because I want you to know that you can change. And you can grow. And sometimes, yes, feelings still feel very intense, but those reactions aren't necessary. You can still feel intensely, but not react in the ways that I have in the past. And reminder, like, this is my story. Someone else might have a different perspective on my story, and that's their story, and they're completely entitled to it, and they're right for their story. Just like me telling my story, I'm right in my perspective. It doesn't, like, you are entitled to your own story, and everyone sees your story in a different way, and they are entitled to that. So, that's my story. Well, not my story, but, like, that's some of my stories, and that's my perspective. I do feel like a lot of these things were triggered, but that doesn't make it right for the situations I was putting myself in and others in during those times. I think being able to admit this stuff and talk about it is a part of healing, because that was once who I was and how I learned to become the person I have. And I just want to plant the seed for you that you really can do a whole 180, because I did it and I never thought that I could. Like, right now I kind of want to cry about it, because I'm like, I genuinely never thought I'd be the one, you know, like, giving advice. And I'm giving such weird advice in a weird way. I hope it clicks, because I know that this advice that I'm giving, even though it's not like, do this, do that, do this, do that, it just shows me and makes me feel like I could get through it, because you know what, she has. And maybe this didn't. Maybe you just watch this for entertainment and you want to be like, oh, I'm going to use this against her one day, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's what you're here for, but, like, I don't know. I just want to share for the people who do feel alone while going through these things, because I'm sure that there's lots of people going through these things or wanting to act on their thoughts and do certain things, but, like, learn from me. You never know what I'll go through in the future, but those are some of the things that I went through in the past and the situations I put myself in the past that I have learned from, and I'm confidently saying that I learned from, and hopefully don't have to deal with those things again. I know I'll deal with the similar feelings, but those reactions are not going to be the same, because I'm mentally not there anymore. I've healed a lot. Not healed, but I have healed a lot. I really think that's enough of me exploiting myself, because I feel like you guys are going to hate me here soon if I just keep telling you stories about myself. I swear I try my best, okay? But just remember, every person does bad things every now and then, okay? Not every person's all good, not every person's all bad. There's a contrast. I'm showing you the contrast. Oh, God. Why do I do this to myself? Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening to my shenanigans. I know I'm a hot mess express, but this is for you to feel a little less alone. If this made you feel seen a little less alone, and you're watching this on YouTube, please give it a big thumbs up, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button. This community is really, really growing right now, and you should be a part of it if you're not already. Videos come out every single Friday. I post shorts every single day. And if you're listening on podcasts, same thing. I post every single Friday. So make sure you download these episodes. Make sure that you follow this podcast so you're not missing out on a single episode. And also, if you've only tuned into this one, please, 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 please follow so this isn't what your impression is of me. Because this isn't my life, okay? Like, these stories aren't just me, okay? There's so many stories to me. These are just the bad ones to make you feel seen. And for, like, I guess blackmail control. I mean, you guys probably wouldn't have known any of this if I just kept my mouth shut. But I really just want to make you feel seen and a little less alone. And talk about the not so great things, because everyone's always just sitting here like, I'm healed now and this is what I did. Like, no, show me your dirt. Give me your dirt. Give me the tea. I want to know. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for you guys today. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. Please do not hate me after this episode. Please. But yeah, I love you guys. And until next week. Love you guys.